Future of Ten.
Blog Talk Radio.
And it's trained the digital sign to be a result.
Ago, he's
sprinkle with the sand this morning.
Yes, my dear, we will be shall in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord.
Azunke parin legba he, azunke, azunke parin legba he, parin legba me la jan kase washo, azunke vale le parin vodou legba,
azunke parin legba
he, azunke. We parin no Mè la jan kate wosho Azouke, palre le parin Vodou le gba
Azouke, parin le gba
Azouke
Yeah. Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hoodoo Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic, from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the divine prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I realize, crystallize, materialize all my endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine all-blessed reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Monday, December 10th, 2012, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Tiameca, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritual hoodoo obey a life path and journey. And I must now add to that Congo Square Preservation Society, Elagoon, as well as Guardian of the Plain Maroon Society, Voodoo Chief. And I will be masking, I will be double masking this year with Guardians of the Flame Maroon Society, and also with a secret Egun Society. I will not be able to reveal my identity in the second masking, but I will be posting the pictures after the event. All is truly and indeed a blessing. I've been beading and sewing and beading and more sewing and sequins and more sewing and beading, and it's just a lot that goes into the creation and the preparation of these masterful pieces of artwork. It's more than a suit, let me tell you. You don't really understand it until you're in the process of having to create one and make one. So it takes up a great deal of every extra moment that I have outside of culture and religion is beading and sewing and more beading and more sewing. I am, however, responding to requests on both Live Person and King. Always at my website. Truly honored and grateful for those of you who continue to keep things moving forward. Not just for yourself, but for this ministry, for the community, for our world community. It is truly those die-hard, committed folk that I've learned through my experience, my half a century of experience in various religious groups and organizations and community activism. And there's a limited number of people who are always going to show up, who are always going to show out, and always going to be on time to do that which Spirit would have them to do and community would require and ask for us and ask of us. So I'm truly grateful. I am truly grateful for Ashe Cultural Arts Center as they celebrate another splendid holiday on the boulevard this year, 2012. Much of the excitement, if you will, has been posted to my Facebook at www.facebook.com/TheDivinePrince. The Divine Prince, that's one word. And I do have a few spaces available for anyone interested in adding me now on Facebook. As we all do at this time of year, I'm making some adjustments. And I love challenge. I love change. I love adjustment. Remember, I specialize in results and doing battle. So change and transformation, all that operates within the mist, is truly within my element, which is within my comfort zone, if you will. So this time of year, you know, we bring in the new, or should be bringing in the new, and getting rid of the old, putting away, story, saving. A great deal of this time of year has to do with the climate and the position of the sky. I'm not talking about holidays and celebrations. Indeed, we have those, particularly here in New Orleans. This is a festive time of year to be in New Orleans, fruitful and festive. I've been posting pictures of our winter fruit, grapefruit and oranges, a pound each, 2 pounds each, flourishing now. Figs, kumquats, flourishing right now here in New Orleans, cabbages and lettuce and winter greens, tomatoes, and I've been posting those pictures because they're everywhere. Food is prolific here, cultivated and uncultivated, in people's yards and in the natural. It's everywhere. And the hurricanes, storms spread the seed, which allows for a greater abundance and a greater variety of produce to be birthed in this warm tropical climate that is New Orleans, Louisiana, the Gulf Coast. So I take great honor and great reverence in harvest somewhere in October and all the celebrations that come thereafter, leading up to our Carnival, Mardi Gras, St. Joseph Day. It's truly a blessing and a great deal of why I stay committed to what I do, to the path. And the path incorporates the environment. Let's understand, there are things you cannot get outside of Haiti. There are things you cannot get outside of Nigeria. There are things you cannot get outside of New Orleans, outside of Savannah, outside of the Gullah Geechee territory. There are things here that are ingrained in the wood and in the soil and in the heirloom plants and in the architecture, and it's powerful and inviting and invigorating and enchanting and empowering all at the same time. So I give extra praise during this time of year, while many are, you know, going through the holiday shuffle and going deeper into that and, you know, trying to keep up with the Joneses and spend money they don't have and all that stuff. But there's something much deeper here to savor. Just the plants of the season, you know, the mistletoe and the pines and the pine cones and the various fruits, nuts that we only focus on this season. A lot of hoodoo in that produce, a lot of history in that produce, a lot of magic in that produce. Many of us don't even know where that produce comes from, how it even got here, brought over. We think about people being stripped naked and bare and losing everything, which they did through the Middle Passage. But certain plants, certain seeds, certain things made its way over. And we're going to talk about that, popcorn and yams and all those various things that make life magical and real. I will be forward with more voodoo secrets and recipes here on the Power Lunch at high noon in U.S. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. My live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. Do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will be more than happy to address you moving forward, remembering that all is truly and indeed a blessing. Hi, Bobo.
Une, Sione,
Mute
la vinouye, Papa Potiti Plal, Mota Bopira, Tuka Tikal, Pabouche, Mute la vinouye, mes amis.
Thank you.
divine all blessings. Area code 229, who's calling and where are you calling from? Area code 229, did you have a question or comment?
Yes, do you hear me?
Yes, peace and blessings. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Melvin. How can I assist you?
Yes, sir. I was calling to see can I get a reading from you today.
Sir, we don't do readings on air. You can gladly send me a request at either my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, or by way of my Keen at keen.com/divine-prince. We don't do readings on air. There was a time that we would answer a question or two, but thanks to Yolanda in Georgia, we don't even do that anymore. So I would be more than happy to receive a request off air, but there's no way I'm going to be able to do a live reading for you live on my radio broadcast.
Thank you very much. I'll go to your website and send you.
Sure, there are several links on my website as well as my main Blog Talk Radio profile where you can send me a request, and I'll be more than happy to assist you.
Okay, that'll be fine, sir. Thank you very much.
Sure, always a blessing.
All right.
Congo Square. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. A sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us. Centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our host, the Omus Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life. And celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang. We beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us. Inside the beat of us, our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate. A world heralded by the beat, beating of black heart drums. Heart beat at this place, heart beat, we beating place in new world space, beating being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal. Be what we were before we became what we are. Be Bambula dance, be Banza music, and sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy. Must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate with.
Hello.
Out of us.
Whoa!
But no matter. No matter how much of us they prohibit.
Way.
No matter how much of us they prohibit. Deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning, a sun day, a feel without shade, but dark. Dark with the people black of us in various shades, eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat. Be. Beat. Be. Beat.
So.
Congo Square. Be. Congo Square.
Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. I just love that. That is from one of our local master poets and griots and elder, Kalamuyat Salam. That whole meal just takes me away. Sometimes I get lost in the rhythm when I play that track, and I have to sort of anchor myself here in order to stay with you and doing the show. Listen, I want to be clear. I said 3 years ago, almost 4 years ago, when I first started doing this show, and maybe I need to go back to re-saying it again. There are certain things, certain sciences, certain information that if we talked about it openly, shared it openly on the show, people would hurt themselves and others with it. And there is a spirit that is pervasive in our culture today. The fast food sense of relationship. I'm not even sure what you would call it to religion, to spirituality, to the oracle, to divination. My goal was never to make this show one of those outlets. And again, to be quite frank, there are too many people on air, on Keen, on Live Person, on Desto, on Facebook, more than happy, more than willing to give you a reading for free. Some for $10, $20. Some follow a rule of no more than $50. They're everywhere. But there's a reason you all keep coming back to me. There's a reason people keep supporting me. There is a reason. Go to Keen. Go to Live Person. Look at the comments. I can't create those comments. I can't post those comments. Heck, I can't remove those comments, even if they were inaccurate. Okay, it's built into the system. These are people who have been a part of the experience that is the House of the Divine Prince, and these are their comments. I'm under attack now on Facebook, you know. And again, I specialize in battle. I understand this kind of stuff fuels me forward, pushes me ahead, keeps me bouncing back. When things get boring, I tend to stray. When things get uninteresting, I tend to find something more interesting to learn or to do. But all the backbiting, all the backstabbing, all the ego jockeying only feeds the need for me to be present, to do what I need to do for my community, for my people, each and every day, in all the various ways that I'm out there. This is not the only place where I am. Let me be clear, you know. Google my name. You won't find any negative press about me. You won't find any negative comments about me. No matter how desperately you wish to find them, and there's a reason for that, I don't operate that way. I don't get down that way. That's not my MO. That's not my character. It's not even in my understanding. Ask anyone who knows me. My mom's on Facebook. My sisters and brothers are on Facebook. My aunts and cousins and first cousins and aunties and uncles is all on Facebook. Ask them who I am, people that I went to elementary school with, people that I went to junior high school with, people that I went to Suitland Senior High School with. They're on Facebook. Ask them who I was and ask them who I am today. But many of you aren't going to do that. You're not thinking anything that's going to disprove your negative vibration. You're not going to seek anything that's going to crystallize a reality other than the one that you have chosen. We choose our reality.
Well, and everything that we do, everything that we say, everything that we touch, every breath that we breathe out draws and creates and recreates that which we truly believe and truly understand. But no amount of bewitchery, no amount of negative energy, no amount of talk and chatter is going to recreate my reality to become that which you wish that it truly were. Just accept what it is. You don't know, for all that some of you are upset with me about, you don't know the half of me. There are things about me I've been told that if I just revealed it on air, my phone would not stop ringing. Many of you who are now cynical would be calling me, would be seeking me for my advice and for my work. If you really knew, I'm not the arrogant, vain, ego-driven entity that many of you are. So I don't spend a whole 2 hours talking about what I do, what I did. Go to my site. Follow the links. Read what other folk have to say about what I do. Read what other folk have to say about what I've said. And they're not all pleasant. I got some comments on my King right now where people have come back and said, look, he said such and such a year ago and I thought he was crazy. And it came true to the date. To the date. It's in my keen comments right now from the last week. So, look, I do what I do for spirit. I do what I do because I have no other options. I do what I do because this is my calling, my destiny. I pay to produce this show. You don't support me financially in keeping this show on air. So, you know, your Mickey Mouse comments and quackery and trickery and drama and all that kind of stuff is just a waste of your time. And it's not a waste of my time. Again, it fuels me forward. I specialize in battle. I specialize in proscreating negative energy and not destroying it, not going over it, not begging and pleading for God to send me around it. I go through it, I recreate it, I transform it, I change it, and I make it work for me. That is the power behind House of Divine Prince. That is the Ashe behind Hoodoo Central. That is what's operating with, in, and around, and for the Divine Prince. No amount of negative jockeying, perpetrating, arrow spitting and pointing is going to change that for you, for me, or for anyone else. Do you, don't do me. Do you, don't do me. I could spend a whole show just talking about retribution magic. But, you know, why should I? Why would I? Some of you want me to just spend the whole show just giving you what I've earned for, what I've bled for, what I've been cut for, what I have struggled for, what I've been homeless on the street and had to go through for. So, no, I'm not about to just give it over to you. No, I'm not about to just allow you in through the shortcut, through the back door. I've done way too many shows on the shortcut and the back door. Do I need to go back to the basics and do more shows on the shortcut and the back door? Even if I let you in on the shortcut, it's only going to harm you. You haven't done the work. That's how so many end up with mental imbalances and disturbances who tinker around with sciences that they are not ready for. Ooh, I could start calling names right now. I could start calling out houses and traditions right now where that is prevalent. Prevalent. Y'all, it's crazy. Crazy. It don't mean the science ain't on point. Heck, if y'all ain't even talking about the science. Y'all are too busy arguing politics and jockeying for ego position. Now, I'm not even hearing any talk about the science. I'm not even hearing any talk about the arts. I'm not even seeing any manifestation of true commitment to these religious practices so many people is perpetrating connection to. No involvement at the community level. Where? Where that at? And I'm sick of hearing about, oh, I ain't got to post this and I ain't got to post that. There's no way to be a viable, active part of any community and it be done in complete, absolute darkness. Unless you're the CIA, the FBI, COINTEL, you know, skull and crossbones, you know, those folks. But, you know, other than that, no. To do revolutionary work is to do what I do. Unabashedly. Unashamedly. Proudly. Every day getting up with sunshine and coffee. Every day. Every day. And no amount of spitballs and rocks and bullets and knives and whatever y'all want to hurdle is going to penetrate divine protection, divine calling. I know nothing else. That's the trick y'all don't get. I don't know anything else. All that positioning and jockeying and ask the people that I grew up with. Didn't even take sports. Competition, I don't even understand competition in the way you all process competition. If I did, I would be losing now. Because I'm smart enough to know where my strong hand is and where my weak hand is. That's what makes people successful, knowing what your strong hand is and what your weak hand is. And then deciding which is more beneficial to you. To build up that which you already have, or to find a way to support that which you lack. But at some point you have to make a choice. So some people decide, okay, I might need some education. I might need some training. I might need some initiations. I might need to sit up under some elders and learn something to get where I need to go. Others decide, you know, I'm going to operate on faith. And, hey, I'm all for operating on faith. I'm the operating on faith kind of guy. But, man, you got to know what you're saying when you talk about operating on faith. It doesn't mean you're not going to have to go through it. Chances are you're going through it double time for what you would have had to go through it if you just surrendered to the process, surrendered to the training. Did you hear me? I've been homeless. I've been on the street more than once for what I believe in. Okay? I've been into battle, physical battle, more than once for what I believe in. Okay? This don't come through an overnight course. And it's for sure not a show or a performance. Ask anyone locally or nationally or internationally who knows the divine prince, not performance. You can't act this. You can't fake this. You can't script this and borrow this, because this is truly who I am. I am committed. I'm committed and am committed my entire life to these traditions. And I'm loyal. I am very loyal. Ask the people I've been friends with for over 40 years. That's loyalty. How many friends can you count that you went to elementary school with, that you were in kindergarten with, that you still have a healthy relationship with? How many can you count? How many of you still talk to the people that you were in high school with? Come on, let's keeping it real. Keeping it real. If I were anything other than what I say I am, there's too many voices to speak up. Too many voices to say otherwise. Otherwise. I got folks jockeying for position for Facebook. Why? Why? Listen to me. I'm not in that game you guys are playing. I'm not even in it. You're exerting energy in something that I'm not even in. It has no effect on me, no relevance on me. It's not going to push me. It's not going to stop me. It's just going to keep me doing what I do and reminding me why I need to continue to do what I do, because I couldn't function in your world. I couldn't function with all of that drama and ego and jockeying and position and power and learning all that talk and all that jargon, where at the end of the day, you absolutely know nothing about the processes, nothing about the meat of what all of this is truly all about. And when we do know, then we should be actively coming together, committing to coming together. Commitment means something very different in these African-based traditions than it does in our modern society. Commitment in our modern society is like marriage. 65% don't make it. Commitment in a religious tradition, in a religious path, in a science, in a mystery system, is about a lifelong involving, evolving relationship. And it cannot be done in a weekend. It cannot be done in a month. It can't be done in a summer trip to Haiti. It can't be done, you know, in two or three trips to Nigeria. It's a ever-living task that encompasses everything that we do, that we think, that we plan for, from how we live to how we pay our bills to how we shop, how we eat, everything. So the sort of anecdotal, you know, can you fix this for me, you know, for 5 hours, that's out for me in 2013. If you, again, if you go back to my first show, I've never been that guy. I've never been that guy. This is not new to you all. I've never been that guy. And still, you all are seeking that for me, expecting that of me. And I'm not that guy. Yolanda, I am not that guy, and I'm not going to be that guy for you, okay? If you are about result-oriented work, result-oriented reading, result-oriented divination, I am the Divine Prince. I'm everywhere, everywhere online. Some people say I'm too everywhere, if I can be grammatically incorrect. I'm in too many places to be found, to be connected with. And often when people avoid that proliferation of connections to seek me out in their own way, it's a sign for me. You know, you're already trying to manipulate how I'm going to do it to fit your plan. And that's not spiritual. And again, you know, who advertises for other readers? I'm telling you, there are thousands of readers out there that would love to take your time, your money, your resources, your energy, your hopes, your dreams. And at the end of the day, they don't have my ratings. at the end of the day, they do not have my documented record performance. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. That is indeed what it's all about.
Yeah.
I am truly grateful and honored by each and every one present here in this squared circle of gods and goddesses, both on my phone lines as well as on Facebook, MySpace, my website, all the various places where you can listen to the show. I'm truly honored and grateful for each and every one and your participation and your listenership to the show. And I will do my best to be here each and every day at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time, for the Power Lunch, Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes. And, of course, on Sundays for IFA Wednesday. I am filming this week with Treme, the HBO series, but I do not foretell, at least right now, that it should interfere with the Wednesday broadcast of IFA Wednesday. In the event that it does, I'm going to do my best to air a MP3 on Wednesday provided by Baba Ojolola Ifa Sakin in Georgia in place of doing a live show. But at any rate, I'm going to do my best to air on Wednesday provided that the Treme production team does not call us in at some point. Between now and then, I'll do my best to be present here with you and for you in your endeavors. All is truly a blessing.
Mwen gen pou lè tan chante nan zè a o tate, de mwen bwè sa, o ki vize sa, mpou ale.
Tate, de mwen bwè sa, o ki vize sa, mpou ale.
Thank you. Thank you.